I like that song. I like this part of the song. In you alone, I make my boast. You reign alone, the Lord. Let's sing that together. In you alone, I make my boast. You reign alone, the Lord of Lords. In you alone, I make my boast. In you alone, I make my boast. You reign alone. I want us to know that the center of our faith is Christ. And a believer, if you're born again, the most important or the first thing or the basic thing, basic principle of faith is for you to know in knowing. In other words, have a revelation of the fact that the center of your faith is Christ. That is the center. That is the core. Christianity is not about you. It's not about me. You know, it is about Christ in us. You know, the hope of glory. So the first thing that you must know and you work with is the fact that Jesus is the center. Any preaching, any teaching outside Christ is not Christianity. Any teaching, preaching, gathering that is outside Christ, or that seems to preach any other principle, that seems to talk about any other thing, any other person outside Christ, is not Christianity. You know, that's why the Bible says, if Jesus did not rise, then our faith is in vain. So for the rest of our lives, and if believers can understand that, it will help your growth, your fellowship, and your relationship with Him. We are so more distracted about things happening around us that we relegated to the background, even in our lives, what Christ has done for us. Another thing that is critical for you to know is that you've been called to eat a free food. Salvation had been done. You are only invited to partake of it. And that's the essence of the grace that we have in Christ. The food is ready. You were called. You are not required to do anything to be saved more than you confessing and acknowledging that Jesus actually died for you. You don't require to do special prayer. You are not requested to take any special bath. You are not requested to see any special prophet. Today, you know, a lot of churches gather around prophets. They gather around certain leaders such that they made such leaders, such prophets, such people, they made them, you know, their gods. That is no longer Christianity. We must know that salvation had been procured, you know, through the blood of Jesus. That's what that special number was about. We've been born again through the blood, not by our own effort. It happened before Christ. You know that they will kill goats, they will kill et cetera, you know, and requested, you know, to do a Passover and then do another Passover. But all those things did not bring permanent solution until Jesus came and He died. And so the preaching of the church, the teaching of the church is about Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice that was made so that we can reconnect back to God. Full stop. That is why we gather. That is the essence of our gathering. And that is our focus. You are not requested to do anything other than to accept the sacrifice that was made. You become a believer when you accept that he died. You become a believer when you accept that he is the Son of God. What happened to you next thereafter is there's an exchange of life, so to say. When you give your life to Jesus, you have the kind of life that God had originally, you know, he marked for you. When God created us, and in Genesis, he breathed into us, it was a breath of life that he gave us. It was a kind of life that is unique, that is devoid, you know, of every negativity, that is devoid of anything contrary. And so, but we lost that. But when Jesus came, he restored that life. And that is the life we call God's kind of life, Zoe. And so when you are born again, you have the God kind of life. The life that makes God to be God is the life that is in you. Say to your neighbor, I have Zoe, God kind of life. Now, we say that sometimes we don't even recognize it. Because the essence of your living now is that it's breath in you, the God kind of life. And that has done about two things to you when you have that God kind of life. That kind of life has put a stop to your lineage. And I want you to follow me this morning because I'm going to be very short. I want to make some few points. That has put a stop to your lineage. It put a stop to the earthly family that you belong to. It changed your gene. A way I can explain this, a very bad example that I can give, is when you have blood transfusion, we take away your blood and we infuse into you. An attempt of blood transfusion is to put into your system a better blood. What technology has done again this day is they come up with what they call bone marrow transplant. Bone marrow is the place where blood is produced. And so when you have people that have certain kind of illness or infirmity, one of the ways to solve that infirmity is to do bone marrow transplant. So what they are doing in bone marrow transplant is to say that we want to give this person a new source of blood in his system. The blood he has is infected, is bad, you know, and we've changed the blood, but when we do blood transfusion will not last forever, you know, the old blood will still circulate. And so, what looks like a definitive treatment of that ailment, therefore, is to do a bone marrow. So, that bone marrow, you are taking a new source of blood supply, you know, into that life. That is the closest way that I can explain to you what Zoe is. The life that I had was a life that was limited. And that's why, you know, I can die. That's why sickness can come in. That's why infirmities can come in. That's why poverty can come in.
That's why death can come in. Because that is that kind of life. When I got separated from God, you know, all those evil, you know, came. And they did not come in short supply. They came in abundant supply. But when Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice, what happened eventually was there was an exchange of blood supply. It's like a bone marrow has been fused into my system so that the source of my supply has become different. When you have blood marrow transplant, therefore, it's a possibility, you know, medical people can confirm, that when we do certain tests or certain DNA analysis of me and a sibling of mine in the same family, it is possible that those baseline would have changed. You know why? Because they've taken bone marrow probably for a Caucasian. They've infused it into me. So that has changed. That has changed what is in me compared to what is in my sibling. Even though we still come from the same father, but because there's a transplant that has taken place, then I may be different. And so when we come to the knowledge of Jesus and we receive this Zoe, one of the things that have happened to you is that your genealogy, your family lineage is changed because you have a life in you that is different, you know, from your ancestral life. Let me put it in another way that you will need to understand. When you have Jesus' kind of life, the curses that run in your family, for example, the limitations that run in your family, for example, the kind of sicknesses and diseases that run in your family, for example, the limitations of your family, for example, you know, you are beyond them. They will no longer pass over to you. Because you have a bone marrow transplant. Amen. Let me put it in that way. Because you have a kind of life that is different from the life of your family. And so, you'll be wrong, therefore, to think that the way your family has ended, the way your parents has ended, the way your siblings that haven't gotten that Zoe kind of life I've sent there, you'd be wrong to say that your life will end that way. If you have a familial disease, for example, and say in medicine, they said if your father is diabetic, there's a tendency for you to be diabetic too. That's what medicine would say. But Zoe kind of life would say that I don't have that kind of inheritance any longer. You know, because I have a new kind of life that is in me. That is the kind of life that you have at salvation. And I want to emphasize that. Because Christian, you need to understand the fact that I have God's kind of life in me. That kind of life is superior to any kind of life that you would have encountered in your life. Is in quantity and quality more than the life that you were carrying before. So you will understand better when the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creature because he has a new life. That's why he's a new creature. He has the God kind of life in him. And that is the basis of your existence, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus' kind of life is the basis of your existence, you know, in life. When you wake up in the morning, you should be able to say to yourself, I have in me Zoe, God kind of life. That's what flows in me. That life is abundant. That life is qualitative. That life is a life that makes God, God himself. Hallelujah. That's the basis of your existence. If you forgot that, then your Christianity cannot amount to nothing. John 3:2. He said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Above all things, I pray, I wish that you may prosper and you be in health, even as thy soul prospers. When you have Zohe kind of life, the Zohe life is a life that is above sickness and disease. It's a life that is above and beyond, you know, poverty. It's a life that does not die. Are you following me this morning? I don't want you to be distracted. It's a life that does not die. That is that kind of life. And so the Bible is saying here, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. So the Zoe kind of life is spiritual life and impact on your physical living. When you have God kind of life, that kind of life confers on you health. It confers on you prosperity. It confers on you abundance. Not because you work for it. That is that life. When your parent gave birth to you, you know, you breathe in here, you breathe out here, and you started living. Do you understand that? That's when you say, congratulations, ATB Matutu. That is the way to live. Do you understand? If a child were born and that child will not cry, then there's a problem. Isn't it? So it's abnormal. It should not happen. That is what says a newborn, a new life has come. Because you can breathe in, you can cry. So also is God kind of life. When you gave your life to him and you have that life, the number of that life, the number inherent in that life, is health. Inherent in that life is prosperity. Inherent in that life is eternal life. Is in there. Nobody will say, go and do something so that you can become prosperous. It is in that life. That's why it is Zoe, God kind of life. With God, there's abundance of everything. With God, have you ever heard that God has gone to an hospital before? Because it's Zoe kind of life. And that is the life of God that you have in you. Whether you experience it or not, the first thing you need to get this morning, forget your experience, but understand the Bible. Because your experience will rob you of what I'm teaching you this morning. The truth is you have the life of God in you, which is inherent with health, which is inherent with prosperity, which is inherent, you know, with excellence, eternal life. abundance of everything, ingenuity, innovation. That is God kind of life. When you have God kind of life, you can call to be things that were not existing before. It's part of eternal life. You can speak to be things that are not existing. That was what God demonstrated. He said, let there be light. So, hey, we talk like that. So, hey, we create. So, hey, we invent. So, hey, we reinvent. So, hey, we bring to life. So, hey, we speak life to a business that is dying. So, hey, we lay hands on a child that is not doing well in school. So, hey, we create success in this environment, in whatever you lay your hands upon. That's God kind of life. Anything short of that, listen, you are depriving yourself of the benefit of Zoe. Anything short of that. That is Zoe. That is God kind of life. That's what God did. When he formed the world, he said, everything was now formed. Zoe will not go and sleep. Zoe will not be looking. Zoe spoke. Praise God. And you know what the Bible says? It says, Zoe upholdeth all things, even by the word of his power. I want you to have a picture of the kind of life that is in you. But pastor, I don't look it. Leave the loop first. You will never look it if you don't understand it. It is understanding. That's why Paul was praying. It's so that you will have knowledge that goes beyond knowledge. It becomes a major prayer of Paul to the church because he knew that if the church did not have knowledge that goes beyond knowledge, the church will be robbed of the blessings of God. You are being robbed because you don't have understanding. When you know, that's why I like that song. He said, I make my boast in Jesus because through him I have this life I'm talking about. So, hey. So you should know what you carry on the inside of you. The life of God that is clean, that is neat. Glory to Jesus. Amen. It is neat. Clean. There's no scar. There's no failure in that life that you carry. And that is what made you. It is not your qualification that has made you. It is not your father's name that has made you. Praise God. And that's why when we come together like this as a family, it's no longer about your rich father and my poor father any longer. Because we don't have their life running in us again. We have Zoe, God kind of life, running in us. That's why we don't compare ourselves with ourselves. That's what the Bible says. He that compare himself with another person is a fool. Because, you're a fool if you don't understand Zoe. Praise God. What has made us to be brother is that kind of life. And that's why it becomes irrelevant when you come to Jesus. Absolutely irrelevant, your family background. Absolutely irrelevant, your family genealogy. Absolutely irrelevant, the way they die in your family and the way they become poor in your family. The way sickness, knock them in your family. He said, I'm afraid, this kid, my grandfather, this kid, my great-great-grandfather, I'm so afraid this thing will kill me. You see somebody that is born again that don't understand the life. The Zohed kind of life break barriers. It breaks limitations because it is life. You don't get it. It is life itself. And you must say light. That makes you superior to every limitation. That makes you superior to any challenge in life. They said, if anybody goes that way, this is the way they head. I share with you where I have my pharmacy today. Everybody was running away. They don't want to buy that piece of land because they said whosoever buys it, they were dying. And everybody stayed away. So when I bought, I did not hear that story. I did not know that story. And glory to God, I did not know it. You know what? Because the devil will inflict fear. And so they saw me building. They saw me building. When I finished, that's when somebody bought to my left. Somebody bought to my right. And somebody came to meet me one day. He said, we heard that you're a pastor. I said, you must be a pastor. He said, because whosoever I've been coming to buy this place, they were dying. Praise God. I just entered into territory I bought and I built, I constructed. Praise God. You know, because you see, when you are Zohe, when you have that kind of life, your story is different from their story. The way you will end will be different from the way they will end. When they say there's a terrain, they don't excel. He said, look, give me that mountain. Wasn't that what Gideon said? He said, I'm old, but I still have strength. I can conquer. We still have unconquered lands that our forefather has given to us. He said, I want to go and get what belongs to my family. But some of us, we said, Zohe does not do that. It said here that you may prosper and be in health. I want you to see here. It's not saying that you will prosper and be healed. He said you will prosper. You see, there's a difference between divine health and divine healing. The provision of Zohe is divine health. When sickness comes in, and we want divine healing, there's still an aberration. The provision of Zohe is divine health. You will not be sick. Infirmity will not come upon you. That is the kind of life that you have. And so, he expects through that life. Listen, you need to get this. He expects through that life. Not through your effort. Because you see, again, that's the mistake believers they make. They lay a lot of emphasis on their effort. They don't lay emphasis on Zohe. When you understand Zohe, whatever you lay your hands upon, thereafter will prosper. It's not that you lay your hands on something first and you now remember Zohe. It's Zohe that. Do you know osmosis? Or you know diffusion? Do you understand it? Let's put a sleeping gas in this place. And let me begin to push it from here. You find out that the people in first row, you just see them, they sleep off. The ushers at the back will try to come and wake them up. I pass on preacher in soon. Because it will begin to move from front to the back. They just see that the people second row too. They are dozing. The people third row, they are dozing. Now, when they realize that something is happening, you know the people at the back, they will rush out. Do you understand that? Now, that's an example of when you have the life of God, it will gradually impact everything that you lay your hands upon. It will be like an osmosis. It's moving from a realm of higher concentration to the realm of lower concentration. That is what the life of God does when you have it. Hey, when you have the life of God, there's nothing that you lay your hands upon that will die. There's nothing that you lay your hands upon again that will not come back to life. That's Zohe. So it is you And it is about life that is in you. So the life that is in you is a life that is full of health, not life that is full of sickness. So it says there, he said, I wish, I pray above all things that you will prosper and be in health, not you be healed, as your soul prospers. So the second point, therefore, is this. How much of Zoe? So I'm coming back to your worry. You have God kind of life, but I'm not seeing manifestation. So I want to answer that question very quickly before we go for communion. How much of Zoe that you enjoy that manifests in your life, therefore, is a factor of how your soul prospers? I put it in another way. The manifestation of Zoe in your life is a factor of the prosperity of your soul. I put it in another way, that the spiritual determines the physical for a believer. You know, most of the time we struggle about our physical. And then once you impact our spiritual, no. It is your spiritual state that impacts your physical life. Because it says there, how? What is the degree? What is the extent, you know, of your prosperity, of your health? What level? Is it 80%? Is it 100%? Is it 70%? It is a factor of how your soul prospers. So it means, if your soul is not prospering, Zoe in you will not impact your life. If your soul prospers, then we begin to see a flow from your inside to the outside. When you see families in disarray, you know, I think Sister Gwen, I was talking about divorce, or somebody was talking about divorce and separation. You see believers that Zoe is not impacting their family because their souls are not prospering. How much of health, how much of wetness, how much of prosperity you will enjoy? How much of Jack's hotel? You know, I was talking to Jack's. I said, your hotel, you know, let's go and celebrate there. All those things that you see, there are things that believers can enjoy, can do. Do you understand that? But it is a factor of the prosperity of your soul. Why has sickness come in after you are born again, despite that you have, you know, Zoe? Is because your soul is not prospering. I begin to teach on, you know, praying to get results from Tuesday. I want you to come. That's a new series of Bible study I'm going to start. I talk about God's word, and I said to us, I said the essence of the word of God. And let me repeat this for free for you. While you listen to word, while you teach, while you meditate, while you receive the engrafted word of God, is so that your soul can be born again. So, how much of Zoe manifests in your life, let me put it colloquially, is how much your soul is born again. What impacts healing, what impacts negatively on health, it is the state of your mind. If I say you are healed, even your mind, you say, no, I'm not healed. Pastor cannot help you. Can I say this to you, ladies and gentlemen? Listen to me very well. If I lay hands on you and you are healed now, if your mind does not align with that healing, you become sick. That's why you see sometimes, you see some people that go to crusade and they are, you know, they receive miracle and then they fall back to that sickness, you know, some other time. Unbeliever will say that they stage it. No. It's more than that, ladies and gentlemen. when you receive a miracle, so I put it this way, when you receive a miracle, a Christian must know how to keep the miracle. And keeping the miracle is a state of your mind. If your mind does not prosper, you can't hold any miracle. It's like when you brought a basket and you just suddenly find out that you bought a bowl and you suddenly find out that it's actually a drum that I have here that I want to give you. Is it my problem? God told the woman, he said, go and borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. His faith said to him that not a few means 50. And when they started filling the bowl, when all the bowls that is borrowed were filled, the miracle stopped. Imagine that he's borrowed all the vessels in the town. So our souls can be compared to the borrowed vessels. Your soul will not hold more than the capacity of what revelation you can absorb. And that's what Paul was saying to him. He said, the extent of your prosperity is the extent of your mind renewal. And that's what limits the God kind of life in us. Look at me. You need to get this. You know, and then we take communion, you know. That's why I didn't come with my iPad so that I won't talk much. And I hope I won't talk much. Now, look. The Zohe is in your spirit. Did you get that? This is your spirit. My left hand is your spirit. And then the white handkerchief is your body. Let me put it that way. Your environment, your education, your business, your health is the white handkerchief. My Bible is your mind. My hand is Zohe, your spirit. So, the handkerchief, which is your body, will not take much from your spirit if something is not done by the Bible, which is your mind. And that is why, so let me put in another way, look at it again. You know that this Bible is thick. The objective of mind renewal is to make this Bible as thin as possible so that diffusion from my spirit to my body will be faster. The thicker this mind, the more difficult for diffusion from Zoe to reach my body. So, the lifelong aspiration of a believer, from my example, is to make my mind as thin as possible. I put it in another way, to make it as sensitive as possible. I put it in another way, to make it as renewed as possible, so that my mind can think like God. The objective of Christian growth, why you come to Bible study, why you listen to God's word, is to be able to make your mind to have the capacity of God. So, when God says you are healed, so your mind will say yes. It's when your mind has issue. That's when God says you are healed, your mind will say you are not healed. That's where the trouble is. So, your health will not blossom more than how your mind has blossomed. What stands between you and experiencing the God kind of life is your mind. Let me round up by saying two or three things that you have to deal with if you want to walk in divine health, if you want to receive your healing. Something has happened and you love your health. Now you need healing. I'm going to minister to us. Number one, your mind must have capacity to walk in love. You know, the Bible talks about faith, which worketh by love. One of the things that brings or draws back to cause, that brings sickness into our life, or that makes healing difficult, that makes God reaching us difficult, is when you don't walk in love. I mean a practice of walking in love. It's critical. If I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that walking in love is as important as believing God. That's one key. If you have any issue, walking in love will give you victory. If you have sickness, you have disease, walking in love, we give you victory. A lot of us Christians are closed up. And the Bible says that we have in us quantum of love you have in you. Ability to love is in you. Because when you gave your life to Jesus, you have a quantum of love that is deposited in you. So in other words, you are not looking for love because the Spirit, Zoe, amen, Zoe has in it love. Hello? Zoe has in it love. So, if a Christian is not walking in love, you choose not to walk in love. Or let me put it in a way that you understand still. Walking in love is not a response. Walking in love is a nature. Walking in love is not a response. To ba kimi ma ki, ti o ba kimi emi no ki, kon ka luku mo Olorun lo ti e, ko si ja ni church, shadua ki n shami. Those are from your own grandfather's book. It's not from the Bible. You know, we say certain things to appease our renewed mind. Those are statements, confession, words of mind that are not renewed. The Bible talks walk in love. It does not say reward people by walking in love. Walking in love is not a reward. Walking in love is a nature, is a way of life. Walking in love is not a compensation. It's not an harvest. What you sow to me, I'm going to sow to you. No. Walking in love is me. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice to forgive, but to forgive. I don't have a choice but to smile at you. I don't have a choice but to accommodate you. Oh, but you're a fool. Yes, I'm a fool because that's my nature. Zoe loves. Zoe loves. And because we don't walk in love, that's why most of the time our blessings are buried. Look at me. Naaman was a mighty warrior, a chief of staff of the entire army. But the Bible says Naaman was a leper. When Naaman's victory started, you know, he was a slave.
It is not Naaman's slave. Do you know that? Go read the book of Kings. It was the slave of the wife of Naaman. In other words, that young damsel does not have access to Naaman. Did you get it? She was a slave. She was in captivity. And ladies and gentlemen, she doesn't have any rights. She should be filled with bitterness, hurt, vengeance, and say, it's good for him that he's a leper. Love does not think that way. Love demonstrated in that damsel went to meet a master, the wife of Naaman. He said, Miss Madam, if your husband can go, there's a prophet in Israel that can help your husband. Walking in love unlocks the blessing, unlocks your destiny, unlocks your healing, unlocks your prosperity. Because you know something? God has put in me what can be a blessing to you. God has put in him what can be a blessing to you. And so you imprison yourself. Paul and Silas, what did they do? When the chains were broken and they were free, and the jailer was going to kill himself, Paul and Silas can say, he said, no, don't do it. We are all here. Paul and Silas made the people to stay because he knew the impact of their leaving the prison. By law, the jailer and the jailers will run the punishment of the people that escaped from prison. Not the one in Nigeria, yeah, prison break. And then somebody will be speaking English. We will catch them. In those days, as they left prison, you yourself carry yourself into prison. You, the one that left was a life sentence. Chief controller, life sentence. That one left is 5 years imprisonment. Assistant chief controller, 5 years imprisonment. Jailbreak, Onisimo. But Paul and Silas said, no, don't. We are all here. What we did that broke the chain, we can do, even if you tie us again, we have the secrets. That's why they did not go out. They don't want the jailer to die. And they know how to reinvent the miracle. Love will give you the key to miracles at any time. Number two. So I will say this and then we take communion. You need it. Another thing that does not make our souls to prosper is unforgiveness. That's another thing you must deal with. You know that I realize that unforgiveness is more abundant among Christians than unbelievers. In my day-to-day interaction with people, I actually find out that Christians have unforgiveness more than unbelievers. You know, unbelievers will be, you do me, I do you. God, no go vex. One, go, let's draw. One by you, one Lord, yeah. You know, unbelievers, they say, don't worry, they help themselves. You know, somebody was telling me, a brother, he said, there's an allergy, an unbeliever. He said he has about 10 machines that I'm trusting God for. He said they know how to help themselves. They support themselves. But this brother is trying to gather money to buy one. Because for us, when I come to you, that's what you remember, what I did to you 10 years ago. What I said to you 20 years ago. Even some of you, you remember, you know, what my father did to your father while you did not go to school. Christians, unforgiveness
was buried with the life you had before. Unforgiveness is not in Zohi. Unforgiveness is not where? It's not in Zohi. So when you bring in unforgiveness, ladies and gentlemen, you just brought sickness and disease into your life. You brought infirmity into your life. Why do we sometimes just see certain growth in your body? Some of us, you have some chronic kind of pain. You know? Some of us, you, things that are not big deal, that happen to people every day, become an issue in your life. You know? I say, I just, you know, in your house. Do you understand that? Abnormal, strange things happening in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, check your heart. There's an unforgiveness. There's bitterness in there. You hate communion. Communion does not deal with your sickness. Check it. Your mind, there's somebody that you are holding. Your mind gradually is being filled with Christ. That's the essence of mind renewal. If your mind is filled with me, your mind is filled with somebody that has hurt you, your mind is filled with your parents, your father or your mother. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago. I said, when last did you see your mom? Over 2 years. Just because the mom did something. And then, she had refused to see her mom. And she's struggling to do things. I said, when you are done struggling, are you going to that mom? And said, thank God I've achieved. I said, what would the mom do? I said, and if that mom would die before you finish your struggle, you will never forgive yourself for the rest of your life. What we need to deal with so that we can have, this can have impact in our life, deal with offense. A lot of us will get offended easily. So easily. Even the president of America, the way some of us will get angry, offended. You know, when they say good morning, you're offended. He said, you should have said good morning. Do you understand? When they say sit down there, he said, yeah, it's our church. Do you understand? I can sit anywhere. And then it become an offense. He said, don't go there. He said, why should I not go there? We didn't see you in church. Why did you ask me whether you didn't see me in church? There's a reason why you are asking me. Again, why are you asking me? And we didn't ask of you. He said, you people, you didn't ask of me. And that what is holding you back is holding your healing, is holding your destiny, is holding your purpose. Let go. The mind that should carry Christ is filled with animosity. Jesus came and he wanted to have a seat, and he sees that the mind is full of dirty offense, unforgiveness, hate, and all. So, kilo shele, Jesus padani. I want to challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning is critical. Let go. Let go. That offense might appear to you legitimate. It might appear to you to be right, but let go. I beg you. Forgive. Forgive. Then make up your mind to walk in love. When you do that,
you enhance the prosperity of your soul. And you enhance your health and your physical prosperity. Check it. Why is it you have Zoe? When you lay your hands on a business, it dies. You have Zoe. You are looking for money to start a business. You never gather the money. You have Zoe. People are constructing all around you. Nigeria or that exchange rates. Oh, it's okay. Kinikan. People are building houses. People are buying cars. People are going abroad. Ibo what in exchange rate in one? You want your barrel sorrow. Into bachelor, no year. Deal with it. The Bible says when he created us, you know what he said? He said, have dominion. When he said, have dominion, he know that they will exchange Naira for 1,600. When he said, multiply, he knows that you are coming to Nigeria and we are going to have 2024 in Nigeria. He did not say, multiply in Europe. He did not say, multiply in winter. He did not say, multiply in summer. He said, have dominion. In other words, whatsoever the restriction is, have dominion. This morning, look into your life as you take communion. I want you to bring communion, please. Look into your life. Ladies and gentlemen, you can deceive me. You can deceive your neighbor. You can't deceive yourself. If you are holding people in your mind, let go. If you want healing this morning. Health is the provision of God. But if you are sick, you need restoration so that I can begin to live in health. So you need healing. A major impact to divine healing, ultimately divine health, is offense. That's why the God kind of life is not blossoming. That's why it's not flowing. And that's what I want to deal with. Can we please close our eyes, ladies and gentlemen? And look into your life. This morning, if you have aught against somebody, let go now. You have aught against somebody. It might be your parents, it might be your friend, even it might be a church member, you know. And you've imprisoned yourself because it's you that you put yourself in prison. I want you to do something about it now. I say deliberately, I forgive. Because the Bible says, when you take this, do in remembrance of me. The body was broken so that you can be healed. The blood was shed so that you can be saved. It is the same sacrifice. Same sacrifice made for your salvation. Made for your healing. Jesus did not go back to the cross and say, I forgot about your healing. I'm going back to the cross. One sweep and you are restored. You have default setting. The default setting is Zoe. Health, prosperity, excellence, eternal life. That is default setting. When you take this communion now, just ask for the first setting. He said, Lord, my health is restored, and so I'm healed. The first setting. Prosperity is restored. And lay my hands upon, we begin to prosper. Excellence is restored. Whatever I lay my hands upon, I will be on top. If you have any form of ailment, as you take this communion, I want to agree with you and agree with me. If there's a growth, as you take communion, it will burn it off. Whether it's fibroid growth, whether it's cyst, whether whatever, it will burn it off. You go check it after this communion. If you have a growth in your breast, you have a lump, it will disappear. Because this will restore factory setting. Because Zoe, it reactivates
and Anzoe. And then you will live again. As you take this communion, every deadness will live. If your business is dying, this Zoe will bring you back to life. Father, we thank you. We receive with thanksgiving communion this morning. We pray, Lord, as you take this, it will quicken our mortal body. The sick will be healed. Health will be restored. Death will come back to life. Prosperity will be restored. We receive it with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. And now you are going to speak to your body, or you are going to speak to your child. You are going to speak to your business. If you have any sickness, you speak to it. I command the growth to die. That's what Zoe. No, that's what you speak. I haven't started praying. That's what you say. I command, because look, you are carrying Zoe. I carry Zoe. You speak to your own life. Praise God. Don't wait for pastor to speak to your life. You speak any aberration. You are going to speak to it. If your business is not doing fine, I say business receive life because I carry the life of God. If your academics is not doing well, you speak to it and say, my academics, you know, receive life, because I carry the life of God. If there's any aspect of your life that is below average, speak excellence into it, because you carry the life of God. If there's anything that looks like poverty in your life, speak life, you know, because part of Zoe is prosperity. It's prosperity. I'm going to allow you to do that. You know, if you have issue with your child, you use your Zoe and speak in your child's life. You know, you can speak that the blood group or the genotype should change. I've seen it before. I've seen genotype change before. And so I command the blood in my child to become AA. Anyone that you want, speak to it. You know, you speak. Open your mouth and begin to speak. Don't pray in tongues, so. Just speak live. Just speak live. It's not time to pray in tongues. When you want to pray in tongues, I ask you to begin to pray in tongues. This time to speak live. Speak live into your body. Speak live. If there's problem with your uterus, and doctor has said that uterus cannot carry something, you speak live to it and say, uterus, receive life in the name of Jesus. You just say that. Life is speaking life. Praise God. The Bible says the dead will always call unto the dead. Life speak life in the name of Jesus. You are trusting God for a wife. You are trusting God for a husband. You speak life. He said, let the man come forth. I command the man of God to come forth. I command, you know, a professional. Some of you say, I don't want to marry a man of God. That's your own problem. Whosoever you want to marry, speak it. I say, I want a pharmacist, come forth. I say, I want a professional, come forth. I want an engineer as an husband, come forth. It's time for you to speak. I'm not saying murmur, don't murmur. You know, the Bible says, Silas and Paul, they prayed, they sang, and they said the prisoners had them. Let your confession be heard. Speak life. If there's sickness, anywhere there's sickness in your body, I speak life to it. If you have high ache, high problem, you say, speak life. I restore default setting in the name of Jesus. I restore default setting in the name of Jesus. Doctor, I said, you cannot have another child. He said, speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Because it is written, none shall be barren in the land. Is your business facing any problem? Don't say, it is the situation in Nigeria. No, that is the devil giving you an excuse. There's no situation in Nigeria. You don't belong to Nigeria. You belong to another kingdom. And speak life into your own business. And say, my business expand. My business grow. My business open up in the name of Jesus. You want another branch, speak another branch of your business into existence. You want a specific sale per day, speak it.
1 million naira says per day. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Sickness disappear. Growth disappear. Doctor, I said yes, sister. I receive brand new ovaries in the name of Jesus. I receive brand new hearts in the name of Jesus. Come on, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Shataka tapaka taka parabaka. Lepaka taka paka rabaka taka kabaka. Paka tapa papa paraka kataka babaraba. Makatala baba baka rabaka katala. Barabaka kaka baka taka kabara baba baba. Ere baka taka kabaka sakatala baba. Mere baba 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 raka tala baba. While praying this morning, I saw pregnant women. Praise God. If you're here, you're trusting God for fruit of the womb Just come and lift your head and thank God. Because I saw pregnant women. That means you are taking Him. I saw pregnant women on my knees praying. I just saw pregnant women coming into church. And I wonder, do I have pregnant women in this church? Is anybody pregnant? Just occurred to me now that God is talking to me about what is going to take place. And so you're trusting God for the fruit of the womb. I have good news for you. I saw pregnant women. Hallelujah. Coming into TMA. I saw children coming into TMA. Come on, receive it. Come on, receive it. Come on, receive it. Come on, receive it. As you are receiving that, be receiving new ovaries. And say, Lord, I have new ovaries. I have new ovaries. As you are doing that, begin to receive new uterus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you're a man, they say something has happened to your semen. They say the number has reduced. And say, I receive enough number. I receive enough number. And say, the motility or mobility is poor. I say, my semen receives speed. My semen receives speed. Malika talababa shatalaba. Elebo yoko tolo bobo briaga tandaraba. E shantala bakere baka tandara baba. Hey, baso tolo bokere ba shantala ba. Come and lift your hands to Jesus in faith. I say, come and lift your hands to Jesus. Come and lift your hands to Jesus. Come and give your hand to Jesus. It is done. It is done. It is done. Ho 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 ho. Some women are taking in. Prakatala bakayara bash. Some men are restored. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say to some certain men, I said you receive in your account the money needed for that intervention. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. You will not borrow. Money will come into your account. For that transaction, the name of Jesus. Ali bakatekele boso preketeleba. Shatali bakari bakatali boso pelikatayaba. Asetele bokoro basatali bakayantali bakere bosketeleba. Bozo preketele mahanketeleba hashatalaba. Businesses are receiving life. Businesses are receiving life. In the name of Jesus. I see a closed shop. Now, you know, they take broom now. They are cleaning it up. Cobwebs everywhere. The shop has opened again. You know, they are cleaning. They are setting it up. And I can see goods in that shop. The shop that has been closed has been opened again. Hallelujah. 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 You no longer be limited because of Zoe. You no longer be limited in the name of Jesus. There's a new contract for somebody here. Hallelujah to you. There's a new contract for somebody here. Alipaya ketele babaria katandarabash. Zoe is infusing your life. Zoe is infusing your life. Zoe is infusing your life. No more limitations. No more hindrance. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's a new clothes. There's a new cloth. I can see new dressing. I can see the garment of shame being taken away. I can see the garment of depression being taken away. Woo! See this beautiful dressing. Hallelujah. Oh, see glory. See power. See honor. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, health is being restored. Health is being restored. Health is being restored. Come on, receive your healing. Come on, receive your healing. Come on, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There is ease in the house. What was difficult has been made simple. There is ease in the house. It looks like you've been hitting your head against the wall. But I can see the wall is parted. That the Red Sea was parted. And you can see a door. Okay, the Bible. Okay, it occurs to me in my heart. He said that door is an idea. You will have an idea that will liberate you. And you will have that now in the name of Jesus. You will have that now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Come on, lift your hands to you and say, Father, I receive all that you have for me.
We give you glory.
I receive all that you have for me. I receive all that you have for me. Thank you, Father. It's going to be a fruitful week. It's going to be a week of multiplication. It's going to be a week of unlimited achievement. Oh, it's going to be a week of testimony. It's going to be a week of good stories. In the name of Jesus. Oh, because Christ is in the center of your heart and is the hope of glory. Testimony will begin to come in. Testimony will begin to come in. You have your breakthrough. You have your strength. You have your flight. This week in the name of Jesus. I see women getting pregnant. And testimony coming forth. Come and put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.